Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpocha, to have the greatest open heaven the world has ever experienced. And the glory of God is going to come on us. And when we speak, we won't have to confess, and believe, because when God's glory shows up, everything is instant. And I have David Herzog on the telephone, and I'm interviewing him this week on his brand new book that's just off the press, Glory Invasion. David, in the book, you said that you always knew if you could understand about how God created everything out of nothing, it would be a key to what God wanted you to do and accomplish in your life. It would be a key for you to understand all of how God's faith dimension operates. Explain.
Well, Hebrews 11:1 alludes to the fact that God created everything visible out of things invisible. I was taught God created everything out of nothing. And I always knew if I could figure out how God can create something out of nothing, then I could see incredible things happen that would just boggle the mind for the Lord. And I caught a hold of Hebrews 11:1. Wait a second, he didn't create everything out of nothing. As I was taught in Sunday school, he created everything visible out of things invisible. So I thought, what are those invisible things that he used to create visible things? But they're real things. Genesis 1, it talks about the Spirit of God or the glory or the presence, whatever you want to call it, hovering. That's invisible. Most people, most of the time you can't see, though we did in Miracle Valley, most of the time you can't see the presence of God or the glory. You can sense it. And the second thing was sound. He says, let there be light. You can't see sound, but it's a real thing. Even scientists know sounds exist. And I just started getting this revelation about sound and the glory of God, that when the two merge together, those two invisible ingredients, it creates visible. Let there be light. The Holy Spirit or the Spirit was hovering. God spoke and there was light. And I started operating more and more in this realm of creative miracles, from the invisible realm to the visible realm, where you see a body part or you see something in the Spirit, but then as you speak it out, when the glory is heavy, things are created. It's really, really exciting.
You talk about, literally, science has even proven that the law of gravity can be suspended. What do you mean by that?
The smallest particle known to man, I'll start with that and then I'll explain your question, is a sound wave. They usually thought it was a proton or neutron, an atom. And now they're saying, even in quantum physics, if you break down the smallest particle known to man, it's not even a proton or a neutron or an atom, it's sound. A sound vibration is the smallest building block of every atom, proton, neutron. And that sound wave has the ability to hear and respond, which they're finding out. And so knowing that the creation can hear and respond, is created from sound, then it's a whole different element. Then you understand why Jesus spoke to the wind and waves. And they obeyed him, not just the demons, the actual creation obeying his voice. Why God told Moses to speak to the rock, not just to hit the rock. Why Jesus had a conversation with a tree and got angry at the fig tree for not producing. How Elijah commanded rain to come. It's a whole different aspect that when you understand the creation and what makes it tick and how it responds to you, then you start understanding now you have authority over even gravity or time or being transported or... You get the idea?
I understand. Well, let's take one of the chapters of your book, Extreme Governmental Glory. How does this principle operate in the realm of governments and leaders?
When you're in the glory of God, like I said, it's like heaven on earth. And whatever you speak during that time, what God tells you to say this or say that, it's not like I'm confessing something to happen. It's boom, it's happening as you speak. So I'll give you an example. I was on the way to Africa to do a big evangelistic campaign, and I'm in the plane, and the Lord tells me, the glory comes upon me really strong, and the Lord says to me, I want you to speak to the government. And I said, how am I going to do that? He says, by speaking it right now in the airplane, because my glory is here right now. Whatever you speak right now is going to happen. It's like strike the ground 7 times right now, and as many times as you strike it at this time right now, you'll have victory. So I spoke it out loud. I said, in the name of Jesus, government, open up right now to the glory of God. As soon as I arrived, the pastor said, is there anything I can do for you? Here's your hotel. Here's some food. Get ready for the meetings tonight. And then I said, yes, I'd like to speak to the government. And he looked at me really shocked. So I didn't push the subject. A few days later, he calls me up and says, I know it's your night off, but get dressed. In 2 hours, we're going to the vice president's house. I hope you have a prophetic word for him. And I said, what? How did this happen? He says, don't ask me. I said, no, tell me. He says, well, I told him you had a major prophetic word that was going to shake his life, so you and he better listen to it. And he says, you have a word, don't you? I said, no, I didn't think about what I was going to say if it happened. And so I had 2 hours to ask God for a word for this man, and I was nervous, and I said, God, help me. And make a long story short, that I got into his house, into his living room, began prophesying. Him and his wife began to weep like babies. And he's anyway, it's a long story, but God really changed his life. And God invaded that man in the vice president of a country just by operating in the glory.
Help me understand, how would you define experientially the difference? You said when the glory comes in, you know you can pronounce what God is showing you, and it's going to instantly happen. How do you know the difference between the glory and just a heavy anointing?
The difference is this. Many times you'll be in a meeting, if you go to a lot of people's meetings, and they'll be the announced, let's say, revival meeting or healing meeting or whatever. So you go, and you don't sense anything in the room special. But the man is preaching, he's operating, and he says, okay, we're going to have a healing line, for instance. So you go up, or you don't even go up. You watch others. They say, oh, wow, I think I've been healed. Praise God. So the gifts are operating, but you're not sensing the presence or the glory in the entire room. It may be on that one man preaching, maybe, or it could just be anointing. But it's not in the entire atmosphere. When the glory comes, usually you sense it in the entire atmosphere, as opposed to just inside the man of God.
Well, you know what that'll do? It's take the emphasis off the man and
exactly.
Put it on God.
Exactly.
I like that idea.
Exactly, and it makes your job easier because they're not all looking to you to make it happen. They might be looking to you, but you're looking to God, and God's stretching out his hand.
Now, something that you talk about in your book and that you talk about wherever I hear you speak is the connection of Israel and revival and signs and wonders and even birthing your ministry. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, in Romans 11, it talks about Israel or the Jewish people coming back into the gospel in a big way. I mean, there have always been Jewish people saved, and they're the first ones who brought salvation. But it talks about in the last days when Israel comes back in, it talks about a world of revival. So I got a hold of that scripture one day. I was just asking God about my ministry. Lord, what do you want me to do? How am I going to win the world? I went as a missionary overseas to Europe, and I just kind of struggling, Lord, what's the key? What's the secret? If you can tell me one thing, what would the key be for my ministry to win Europe and the world and America? And he says to me, bless Israel towards salvation, and I'll bless any other nation that you put your hand to. And so that was a huge, huge, huge revelation for me. And I was surprised that nobody else understood this revelation, pastors and at the time, you know, this is years ago. And I said, gosh, how come no one gets it? And they wouldn't really. And I realized it was just a revelation that I had gotten from God. Here, I'll just read the scripture. It says, if their stumbling has been blessing for the world and their failure riches for the Gentiles, think what an enrichment or great advantage will follow their full reinstatement. So it's talking like, why? If they, for a season, some of the religious leaders missed Yeshua and God allowed Gentiles to have salvation, if they missed it and we got this blessed, the church, how much more if they come back in? It'll be as life from the dead or resurrection. And so that's why I talk about resurrection glory in the sense of when Israel comes back into the gospel, it'll cause a new worldwide revival. So in our ministry, we've always made it a point to bless Israel, pray for Israel's salvation, give towards ministries that are reaching out to Jewish people or Israel, and go to Israel and be a witness.
And you're not, you would not even want me to say this, but I was very impressed when we first met. You started, you and your wife started sowing into our ministry.
Well, we love your ministry. You're one of the few that are reaching lots of Jewish people with not just with the gospel, but with signs and wonders or showing the supernatural part of God, which is what, you know, the Bible says the Jews seek a sign. So that's why we like supporting you, because you're reaching them with signs showing that God's a God of power, not just a God of his word.
If people only understood, there's such a key, but I just love your book. Where did you first start understanding the glory? Because candidly, David, most Christians don't have a clue. When you hear the glory,
sure.
You hear it's a word.
Yeah. Well, at first God began speaking to me about the glory, so I thought I had the glory, but I didn't really fully operate in it. I was doing a six-month revival, preaching on the glory, and actually that was one of the main messages, and this revival broke out. But then in 1999, of January the 2nd, I met Ruth Heflin. She was a woman of God, very prophetic, and she was probably the woman of God that was I would call her almost an apostle of the glory. I mean, she understood, she lived the glory, she taught this revelation, and just in my encounters with meeting her and being around her and her having her invite me, that's really when this new glory, as we call it, came upon my ministry through Ruth Heflin.
When you are in the glory, and you talk about it in your book, all the things that happen, you talk about deliverance. It's so much easier in the glory. Explain.
Oh, it's so fun. Well, if you've ever done deliverance, you know how it can be, where you're praying for somebody, maybe you're trying to find the roots, and how did this demon get in here? Were you abused? You know, you can almost go through like a checklist, like at a doctor's office, you know, sign this release form, and then we'll... But when the glory begins to come, suddenly, it's easy. You know, normally, a lot of people shy away from deliverance because it sounds like demons and throwing up and screaming and all this kind of... And then the glory sounds like, oh, the heavenly realm and angels singing. So I always thought, how do you merge the two together? There's got to be a way. And I was in Africa one night preaching.
I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. We'll find out about Africa on tomorrow's broadcast. Mishpucha, in the meantime, right off the press. I mean, you couldn't get it any faster than we have it right here. We have his book, The Glory Invasion, and it tells you how to experience for yourself God's glory in every area of your life. People are being healed just as I'm speaking. That's a sign for someone. Get the book. But David is one of the speakers we're going to have at a One New Man Celebration Conference starting August 23rd. Write for the brochure and experience that glory. But get his book, and we have a special CD by R.W. Schambach, who witnessed with his very eyes one of the greatest miracles under A.A. Allen. It'll cause your faith to soar. We're asking for a donation of $20 for the book Glory Invasion, and we'll send you as a special bonus that CD. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.